depends on what you get.
Ice cream.
Yeah, right, right.
The next group's reform is to choose a big band for visitors to high school in the direction of Michael Grove. They will be performing That Old Black Magic by Mercer and Arlen, arranged by Billy May. All the Things You Are by Mercer, arranged by Sam Kinkins. And Red Play by Fred Humbert, arranged by Bob Washington.
Hey, it's good to see Mr. Krill again. You get the Frequent Flyer Award here at this jazz festival. Frequent Flyer miles. Yeah, it's really nice, the old school arrangement. Really nice on the drums. Sounds just like the recording. Trumpets, you can kind of, it's great. Saxes, don't overdo the subtone. Let the tenors kind of dominate that nice subtone sound. So that way, when you split into harmony, it's way more impressive. So Bones, do something with these quarters. Do that, that, that. Lead alto. Play. Don't try to overplay your lead player. Sometimes the tenors are a little loud. Good. Could use a little more lead alto there. Backbeat on the drums. Cool. Hitting the crash on 2 and 4. That's cool. Bass is a little bit loud on this tune, especially at the mezzo piano soft stuff. You're playing about the same volume through here, so maybe make that dynamic adjustment. It's some good style going on there. A couple things with your accented short notes. Try to make the other notes a little less. Do that, do that, do, do that, do that. So just maybe less on the notes around the accented notes. So it brings out the accents. Nice drumming on that. Really cool on the 2 and 4. Bass, think of your volume as you're playing. Sometimes the bass was a little too loud on the soft stuff, but very good style. So the harmony, that close harmony, really has to be in tune. So just like you're practicing classical music, try to tune those intervals very carefully. It's Could use a little more of the lead alto on this, on the harmony parts. Tenor sounds like it's just a little heavy. I think it's the first tenor. Think of doing a little more subtone-y sound on those unisons. So sax is, think about just supporting the reed with the lip and your bottom teeth away from the lip. So brass, support the lead trumpet player, maybe a little vibrato, so that his vibrato sticks out a little more on those harmony parts. Listen to the tuning there. Nice sound, everyone. Saxes, maybe strive for a more of a, I said it before, more of a subtone sound on those unisons. I think as if you're playing alto, just think of let the tenor sound, I always think of the subtone sound, let the tenors just kind of be the lead. Yeah, folks, in that intro, really cool harmonies. Just, I'd say maybe a little more of the crescendoing up. You could do a little more of the getting up to forte. If it gets up to forte, it just seems like it could be more in soprano. Maybe, I don't know if it's written out or you get some improv stuff on there, but you could add a little bit to it, probably. Thank you. soprano and trumpets. Soprano, you probably have to listen to the trumpets for tuning, just getting together and tuning some of these intervals is a good idea. Listening to, like, coming up with a new sound, so it's like a mix of a trumpet, soprano. Yeah, think about what you want to do with all those. Doon, dot, 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 bop. And you're not, it seems to push a little bit. Like it's getting a little bit faster on the offbeats. Yeah, nice guitar comping, guys. It's Ethan, good guitar comping. That's good, Adam, playing more rhythmic, interesting things. Build up the solo rhythm section, you can get a little more active. The guitar has some really interesting rhythmic comping, so piano, you could even play just long chords, ding, ding, and let the guitar handle the rhythmic comping. Yeah, now rhythm section, you seem to be building it up a little bit more. That's good. When you're doing that, think of the cutoff, dot, like a nice clean cutoff. Just agree on what it is. So the double time seems like it's a little bit faster than double time. And bass, maybe just longer. It's almost like a. It's almost too fast of a bass line to play double time. Yeah. Blues scale works well on this tune. Got a nice use of the minor with a minor chord with a major seventh. So melodic minor can work on this. So. Guys, make sure you're swinging the swing part, the horns, with the eighth notes. So Bones, are you, I don't know what your volume is, but it's a little out of tune. Seems like it needs a little more support to be in tune, a little more presence. So maybe not that soft. That was almost like stalling out where the sound was just going to stop. So on this tune, building solos can go on a long time, but maybe think of the time, if you have a bunch of soloists playing, like how long it's going to build if it's the same kind of groove. in the swing part, horns, it seems like that took you by a little bit by surprise. Keep bass, keep pushing the tempo. Horns agreeing on boo-ba-doo-da-dub. I don't remember the exact melody in the swing part, but try to agree on where you're accenting, which notes you're going to be bringing out. Just, you know, some run-throughs of that slowly can really help, just so you agree on how that's going to be. Tuning some of the chords, both on the all the things you are, ballad and this part of Red Clay, like the brass chords. One, two, dot. Just having, just stopping and tuning your voice within the chord. Different players can really add a lot to this. Drums, you did some great setting up. I think maybe just what I like, changing the cymbal sound for various soloists so that it's a new color, especially a tune that's got the same bass line. And bass, since it's that repeated bass line over and over, you could possibly, you know, we have the Red Clay groove, boo-ba-doo-deet, boo-ba-doo-dat, boo-ba-da-boo-ba-da, you know, maybe change that up somehow in the solo section, so it just gets interesting, keeps the interest, on the vamp, but good teaching going on here. I like the swing tunes you're playing. You're doing stylistically correct. There's not a lot of soloing. I don't think there's any in Black Magic, but you're playing that correctly with the nice cup mute sound. That's great to do that. All the things, tuning some of those bigger chords, just like you would put a voice, the voicing, so you kind of put a face on the chord, like who's got the lead part and who's playing the thirds and sevenths. But just be real sure you're in agreement about articulation. Everything is going pretty well, guys. Thanks for working so hard, and I look forward to hearing you again.